What up? This your girl, Nene News.
I'm Juicy.
It's Jay. Always in the background.
Luke.
Today, we got one of our Instagram guests out here. She go by Danny. And we're going to be talking about a couple things. First, we're going to talk about the Giants first, because she's a Giants fan.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's a little surprise question. A little bonus.
We got a lot of tissue for
you. Wow. Hey, we're going to see if she got any crazy or funny dating stories. And she's a very tall woman, so a lot of guys get intimidated by her.
Long legs.
Uh-huh. So then we're going to see if she ever intimidated anyone. Danny, you can introduce yourself.
Hi, everyone. It's Danny.
Okay, so we know that you have like an app, like a food app, right?
I do. I have a food blog.
Okay, tell us about that.
Well, I'm a foodie, and I also like to cook, so.
How long you been doing the blog?
It's only a little bit over a year. It's kind of in the beginning stages.
So what, you go to like different restaurants and stuff?
Right now it's more like going to different restaurants and like blogging my experience and, you know, things like that. But then it's also going to go in the direction of like my own recipes and stuff like that as
Got
well.
Got you. So what kind of food's you in?
That Popeye's chicken sandwich?
No.
Oh. You didn't taste it?
Oh. I did, but that's not worth
it. That's not food.
It's not blog worthy.
It's not blog worthy?
No, it's not.
The way
it's
America
not food.
Was going crazy.
That's the person that came to my mind.
What's the best restaurant you've been to so far?
It's actually not even on my blog because I haven't been in so long, but it's a restaurant in South Jersey. I think there's one up here. It's called, I can't think of the name of it.
Wait, first, did you give us your blog name? The Instagram name?
So it's FDC with Danny, which is actually food, drinks, and cigars, because I smoke cigars too.
Ooh.
So yeah, you get a little bit of all of those things.
A unicorn. I hear a whole unicorn out here.
Yes.
Yeah. So drinks, knowing that you're a whiskey girl, like liquor too?
I do, but I try to go to like different events where they're like sponsoring just a certain brand,
so
and then I'll try it. What?
Like the drinks when you go to events and they sponsor.
Well, I mean, yeah, once you pay for your ticket, they kind of let you have samples.
Okay.
That's about it. They give you a little taste. That's it.
Do you have a favorite cigar?
No, not really.
I had that Honey Jack cigar.
Me too.
Yeah, it was really good.
That might be my favorite, but I don't know what brand it is. I just feel like different cigar lounges make their own. So it's not really a brand. It's just a flavor for now.
Do it taste like Honey Jack?
It does. It's infused.
Yeah. It's really good. Any favorite liquor?
Yeah. You guys ever had cigars?
Mm-hmm. I think I tasted the Honey Jack one, but I don't remember. I don't think it tasted like it.
Were you drunk?
Probably.
So rude.
Exactly. That should enhance it, though.
True. Because
there's a really good cigar bar in, what is that, East Orange?
Sticks. I've been here a few times.
Somebody's about to watch the game, too.
Is it? I haven't been since football season.
So what initially got you into doing the blog? Because you're a foodie?
Because I'm a foodie, and I'm a person who, before I go anywhere, I'm reading reviews.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, why not give people what they're looking for in terms of, I know you. You've been to this place. Let me see what your experience was like.
Right.
So that's how it started for me.
So since you a cook too, you said, what's the one thing, hands down, nobody cooking better than you? Period.
Don't say eggs.
No.
I thought that was coming.
That's a good one, but I feel like my lasagna game is strong.
Oh, use ground beef, ground turkey?
Turkey, yeah.
I was about to say mac and cheese.
I'm pretty good with the mac and cheese, so I have a couple.
Who taught you? I ain't gonna say your mother, your grandmother.
Right.
They didn't really teach me. It's more like, these are the ingredients you need, here are the steps. It's not like a hands-on type of thing, so I just kind of picked it up. I mean,
what's your favorite dish to cook?
Probably lasagna, which I plan on making this week. So yeah.
So wait, so normally if you're in a relationship, you're the cook, or you rather the guy be the cook?
Absolutely. I don't like when men cook for me.
Why?
I don't. I'd rather be the one in the kitchen.
Not even an Eggo waffles?
I guess you can give me an Eggo, but
I want my heart back. I did like you.
Yeah,
no,
I don't
breakfast
I don't,
in bed.
No,
really,
I'd rather be the one preparing the breakfast in bed.
Why is there a certain reason?
It's just I don't know. I just have that men don't belong in the kitchen type of.
Oh, excuse me. How old are
you? Belong at work? Slick slaves.
I'm 33.
That's not
you
that
like
old.
Him, Jay.
And what's it's that? Crazy because my family wasn't like that, like growing up. So I don't know where I got that mentality from.
I think that's the most turn on, most attractive thing about a man. That
he throw the hot pockets in the microwave and bring them to you. I know, right?
Exactly.
Niggas be making them hookups like in jail.
Honestly, my thing is, mine is more like a cleanliness thing. I don't feel like men are clean enough to be in the kitchen. I'm just going to be honest.
Well, first, if you're dealing with a guy that don't clean his balls, then you
well,
shouldn't
be cooking. Yeah. You shouldn't be cooking at all. Like you're going to clean the chicken the right way.
His balls, stirring the eggs.
Stuff like that. Yeah, no.
I just had an argument with somebody at my job. My father is paralyzed for the last 8 years. But my father, I learned how to cook from him and his mother. Mm-hmm. And I don't eat meat or whatever. But I said, if I was to ever go back to meat, if my father ain't preparing it, I'm not eating it. And mm-hmm. he can't, you know, of course he can't cook anymore because he lost his left side or whatever. And I was telling him, and he was like, I didn't know that you really enjoyed my cook. I said, nigga.
That right. might be a daddy's girl thing, too, because couldn't True. Nobody tell me my father was not the best cook in the world. Like, anything he made, I was ripping
what?
It.
What? Yes. He had me in the kitchen, snapped them peas, put the corn on the, you know, the little sticks in the corner, mm-hmm. whatever. I used to be remixing with my father. That's why I'm passionate about food. That's why I was like, oh, she got me with the food. And my father, when I tell you, he'd take you know, one, I don't know what they call the big, real big steak with the big bone in it. It's not
steak.
A T-bone. Well,
it's called a steak.
Yeah. Well, we used to have like a big pan, a big frying pan or whatever. He used to put the steak in there, cut it up, onions and peppers, have the whole house smelling. Everybody in the projects be like, oh, you got enough for us. When I tell you, my father used to throw down.
Really?
Yeah, that's the only way. Like, I'm against meat. Period. But when I tell you, if I was to ever go back, if my father preparing, that's the only way I'm eating it.
Oh, wow.
Well, since we on the topic of eating, let's just get down to the nitty gritty. You like your ass ate, Danny?
Wonderful. Wow. Buster kicking the door, waving the 4-4.
I do. I do, if it's done the right way.
What's the right way, baby?
Not too aggressive, like.
That's an aggressive way to eat ass?
Yes, yes. I've had it done. What? Yes, there is. Yes,
I think eating ass, period, is just aggressive, right?
Exactly.
Just,
no, I don't think so.
First, wait, did you trick him? Did you lose a bet?
No.
Or did he lose a bet?
Not at all. It's free will.
Do you think a person losing a bet and eating ass, they have to pursue it?
What do you mean?
Like, the bet is for you to eat the person's ass if you lose, mm-hmm. and if you lost the bet, don't you supposed to go?
You want to fulfill the bet?
Yeah, fulfill it.
That means for the man and a woman, because I'm not eating no man's ass.
No.
Wait, hold on.
It's you're the women out there that
wait,
will.
Wait,
it's,
no,
it's
I know, plenty.
Wait, so you would get your ass ate, but you won't eat no ass?
Yeah, I'm not eating no guy's ass.
That's
sorry.
Selfish.
Listen, I didn't ask for it to be done. That was a choice.
Right.
So
I agree.
So when he get done, you just gonna put your pants on and be like, so what you about to do?
No, but I'm saying I'm not returning any favors. That's all.
Maybe I put some lasagna in it. That's what you like making, right? That's unfair as hell.
No, it's not.
First of all, I wouldn't be with a guy who wanted his ass
that's
ate.
That's suspect.
So let's start with that.
Thank
like,
you.
How I'm about to eat your ass, sir, like on doggy style, your ass in the ear.
And men do like it that way.
All right, so how did that even happen? Like, what? Was he into eating ass before, or you talked him into it? Or?
I didn't have. Listen,
some niggas just nasty.
Okay, that's exactly
that's
it.
What
like
I'm
straight
for.
Savages.
Hey, first, I want to hear the story first. Lead us into that story. We like stories here. That's the
first
whole
time
podcast.
She got her ass ate.
Yes, well, yeah, first time. Yes.
Well, that he was somebody else, and it was just like he was just
was
a savage.
Nigga?
This was before, like.
But how did he get you into it?
Nigga, you just down there.
You down there, so it's like free will.
Do what you please, sir.
Nothing's off limits.
It's the neighbor. You don't even have to knock. You just slide on right.
Clearly, there's no wall built down
slide
there.
Slide to the left.
Clearly.
Yeah. It was interesting.
So the first time, how did it feel the first time?
It was good until it was like. weird.
What made it weird?
He was like, it was too aggressive. No, it was just too aggressive. And it's like, all right, you gotta dial it back a little bit. Like,
what the hell was he saying?
He wasn't saying anything.
No, I can get that though. Like, a nigga could be going in too much to where it's not even pleasure.
Exactly. Like,
yeah. You're trying too hard, you're doing too much.
Exactly.
Meg said in one of her songs, "Stop licking my pussy hard. That shit aggravating."
Exactly.
Big facts. Is. Oh, hold up. Mother Meg.
And what Meg says is biting.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same thing with the box too, though. Like, you could lick the box and be
too much.
Yeah,
too
especially much. If you're somebody who likes to be down there for a long time.
Yes. Oh, y'all clean up got shit to do.
You don't lick box the same way that you suck dick. Like, some guys like they dick sucked all aggressive, right? Like, yeah. Super fast and stuff. It's not the same.
Not the same.
I guess. So when he was too aggressive, so how did you get him to ease up? Or he stopped on his own?
I had to like squeeze and move. Like, all right.
You ain't just mush him? How did you just mush him?
Kind of.
Ooh, nigga.
That's rude.
I'm probably too nice.
You gotta hit him with the karate chop.
Stiff arm. It's football season, right?
Exactly.
So that first time, what if he asked me to eat his ass that right then and there?
I would never. And he actually likes getting his ass eaten. Wow. I told him I would
he
never.
He told you that?
He did. Not like just in a random conversation, not like during
I would never take it seriously.
All right, let's go around this table.
So, if he asked you that, what you
exactly?
Say?
Yeah,
he already told him, like, don't ever expect that from me because I would never do that to you. And he was fine with that.
Juice,
first of all, how much?
Okay. Yo, my nigga.
You trying to trip to Dubai?
But I'm cursing that nigga the fuck out. Fuck out of here. Block and delete.
Wow. And delete.
Yes.
Nah.
And I'm telling all your niggas.
That's disrespectful.
I love me some juicy.
What would you say?
You like to get hit with this nine or this Glock?
After he hit your ass.
At the same time,
that don't.
After though, come on.
And I'm telling all your niggas, I'm putting on Instagram.
Y'all both of y'all rude. One.
We not rude. It's just that niggas not supposed to. If they do, you have to have a special kind of chick, like, and I'm not her. Like, I'm not a garbage disposal. I'm sorry.
So for guys.
Hmm? You're not a team player?
That is a team player. If you want your ass eat, you want some funny shit, and I'm not.
So for guys, the question is like,
wait, hold on. Wait,
no, because you're going to skip Lucas. No, for guys, the question is skip. If a chick asks you to eat her, no, to eat your ass. If a chick asks you to eat your ass, what you going to say?
Luke.
Respectfully, hell no. Hell no. Get the fuck out.
The fuck out my house. Yeah.
Fuck out. Exactly.
You're not a team player.
I'm not eating her ass, so that's the team. Wow. We both not eating ass.
Not equal opportunity.
Nah.
That's fair. We both
that's not
eating ass.
That's not equal rights.
Back in the
that
60s.
That is equal. That's fair.
You
fair
said
fair.
You not eat her ass?
No.
Wow.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Okay.
Like Bridget Johnson.
Jill Scott.
Wow! Did you hear this nigga say? Did you hear this say?
I caught it. I was a little late, but I caught it.
Say? This nigga said, I'm positive, like Magic Johnson.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa. Wow.
The man, right?
But Luke, Jill Scott?
No. I love Jill.
Not Jill?
Nah.
Jill?
Nah, I said one more time.
Jill from up the hill? Can't fetch a pot of water? Jill. You can't eat Jill
heard that.
Box?
I want to say one more time.
The box?
The box, yeah, of course.
But the cousin next to the box?
No.
Of course.
I'm not going over the fence.
Hey, no. So he ain't got no beer for nothing. I'm eating box.
Can we get 5 seconds right now to let Lucas let Jill Scott know what he's thinking on his mind right now? 5 seconds. For Jill Scott.
I'm about to sing that verse off of, what's that? You got it? That last part. That last part. I see you on the gram trying to see that shit in 3D.
Oh, shit.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa.
Danny.
So I set my boundaries from the beginning, like, no.
From the beginning, though?
That's a non-negotiable
for me. But she's
for
sweet
me.
Because she's still, you know, talk to the dude. Never me. I'm not me and Juicy team. So get the fuck out of our face.
So you got the sign. You said from the beginning, like you got the sign on the door.
Well, no a guy shirt, already no know not to ask no, me because, no like, you already no know service. Not to ask me because it's already been established that that is something I'm not gonna ever do.
She already, so like, so. Do you just bring it up or like he asks you about it or something? Like,
what?
So like, all right, you soon as you meet a nigga, yeah, about to get right. You tell him from jump, like, look, bro, I don't eat ass.
I'm very like put everything on the table type of person, so we talk about everything. So initially,
right?
Yeah. Initially, no, like that. This
of course,
is
I got nervous just now.
No, because you gotta think that men go to the bathroom like Baby Huey. Like every meal they eat, they go in the bathroom.
And then most of them don't use wipes and shit like that.
And wet wipes.
They just get up and go.
Like same thing.
We do.
Ain't nobody trying to get no yeast infection in their mouth.
I'm edible ready. Right,
I don't know.
Like, a yeast infection
put me
in
on the
mouth.
Plate. I'm edible ready.
A platter?
That's a cankersaur. Yes.
A what?
That's a cankersaur. You got a yeast infection in your mouth.
Yeah. Like, women, I can't say all of us because, you know, some of us walk in the bathroom and leave our pussy there.
So. Wow.
Explain that, please. For the two guys right here standing in front of you.
Okay. For the two guys and the listeners, some women walk in the bathroom and they leave their coochie and it's just a garbage disposal smell. Just rotten ass, foot, and puss smell.
Like they got a spray ass, after they pee?
Because
normally you spray after you take a shit or whatever, but so you gotta spray after you pee too?
Some women do.
But they spray after they pee?
Women are strong.
They need to throw that shit away. Balance. They need to throw that shit away because that shit's not. And it don't even be the afternoon yet. And it'd be like, is you serious?
They need oil change. That box.
No, they need a tune up.
Not an oil change.
They need a tune up because that car is not doing so well.
It's a maintenance.
They've been riding that box, like, to the wheels fall off.
That'll make me go to the doctor because I have to hold my bladder because I can't go after them.
I need to see the cat box. What's that shit called? The Carfax shit?
The
Catfax.
Need to see the Catfax.
Got
the
cat box, cat eyes, everything right here.
So what kind of guys you like today, Danny?
Thugs?
No.
Some reason I can see that.
Why?
I don't know. Because right now, wait, describe Danny, one of y'all, so everybody can see.
Okay.
Now you should be good at describing.
She is.
Yeah, because the viewers probably think I'm gay, but I'm not.
Danny, you said you don't eat meat.
Yet.
She's
stuttering.
A teacher.
All right. Yeah.
Shut up. Let me describe her.
I work at the black building like Tommy.
She is a yellow bone. She is, you like what, 6? What? Because you up there.
Height?
Yeah.
5'9".
Well, she's 6 to me because I'm 5'1". So, and she's medium built. Little waist, a little rump.
Nice titties.
Thank you.
Okay.
And her eyebrows is popping. She has a head wrap like me.
Lipstick popping.
Mm-hmm. She has high cheekbones as well, too. So she's just very
all right, gorgeous. All right, okay. Subscribe, nice please. Skin. We need a man to do this. Lucas, subscribe, please. No. Please, Lucas.
You describe her, Jay.
Yeah, you describe
You seem really pretty descriptive. She Look at head. Her eyes when you describe her.
She got a head wrap on, so she real like culture about black power and all that shit.
Jay.
Yes?
I'm going to have to stop this right now.
Already?
Yes.
Only got one description.
Yes, because that doesn't mean anything.
I know. I was setting the thing for everybody.
You right. I'm going to let you finish it.
Going from head to toe.
Then I'm going
to
rip him.
Where we at? Glasses. Nice little frames. Malcolm X style. Really matched with the head style.
Nice frame that. Like a body.
Yes. I ain't get to that yet. Relax.
We gonna let Jake rip
them. We're gonna come down medium built. Slim thick, I call it. That's what the kids call it nowadays, right?
Thim slick, as Fab would say.
Thim slick, okay. I forgot. Don't be jealous. She has a shirt on. Don't be jealous.
I forgot nice teeth.
Let me see. I ain't see the teeth. I didn't see that. Okay, yes. Nice teeth. Very tall. What else? We didn't see her get up, so we can't describe.
It's nice.
It's nice.
Yeah, it's nice for her size because a big one would look just dumb.
Yeah, you're right.
It's nice for her.
Okay.
Thank you.
Nice feet. She don't got no big feet. It's nice and medium.
For niggas with the foot fetish, they suckable.
Oh. Okay.
Oh. Oh my.
Yeah. And very nice tone. Very nice tone.
Yeah, I think it's the best not, thing that yeah,
stands
not,
out is her lips.
Yeah.
Right.
I get that a lot.
And your voice not
I just
deep,
want to point out red
mostly
is my
tall
favorite
girls
color.
Have deep voice.
Like, really?
Yeah, shoot because a shoot. If no one ever knew Beyonce whatever, I don't think everybody would be attracted to her because Beyonce's voice is terrible.
It's deep as fuck.
It's deep as fuck.
When
it's
she like, talk regular.
Yeah, she's like, you
fuck.
Know, and
it's a struggle voice.
I want my daughter to live through me. You'd be like, damn, Beyonce, I'm getting turned on. Like, I really, she's got like a nigga voice.
She does.
Like, for real, if she was never Beyonce, like, if she was just talking to the phone, I'm like, I ain't talk to that nigga. You a trans bitch? Like, no, for real.
No, a lot of people that met Beyonce, though, said, like, she rude as fuck.
Really?
Like, mean as hell. Yeah.
I believe that.
Like a bitch. Like, right.
I would never get that from her.
Yeah.
I think they all like that. I think they all like that.
I mean, everybody has their days. Like, I don't want to be a celebrity. I just want to be.
But I think it might be trust issues too. You know, you're around people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm super lit.
Like, yeah. Be grabbing her.
Beyonce is totally different from the time I remember when she came to Newark and performed at university, and she was going to school, whatever. This is the Destiny Child era. She's totally different. She's more involved now, whatever, because it's the fact that she's been her own manager for years, and it's like now she has to be a bitch. Yeah. So it's like she see what her father had to do with, and now she's like, no, I don't like that. No, you have to change it. Like she said, niceness don't get you shit. And so that I think that's
nice for what?
Yeah. So and then her voice, you'd be like, okay, master.
Right. Like very stern.
Yeah, because when Beyonce, you look at her documentary, you'd be like, that voice is like terrifying. Like, ooh.
I don't think I ever paid attention.
I do.
Since we described you,
mm-hmm.
then now.
Question, how would you describe yourself, though?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry to cut you off.
Always
sorry.
Ripping me.
Sorry, my bad. I didn't mean
I
to cut
got ripped
you.
Last episode, too.
Yeah.
I would describe myself as tall, slim. Body needs some work.
Hold on, I gotta stop you. Why?
Why what?
You think you need work.
I don't know, like.
What you would do if you wanted to get the work done?
Well, I wouldn't get anything done. I would just tone up.
I'm just saying. What I have. In this state right now, I'll hit it.
Oh.
By the way, that's
shoot
the,
a shoot.
That's the Jack talking
on that.
That's the Jack talking. So
you ain't mad at that at all.
You are missing. You meeting the real juice.
So then, now what guys you like to date? Type of guys.
Well. Somebody said thugs is definitely not the case with me. In terms, are we talking about physical appearance or just like
everything?
Definitely normally go for the taller guys because I'm so tall and I wear heels most of the time. I know that's something we're going to get to, I'm sure. But
I used to be like that, though. Like I used to always be like, nah, I'm not dating no little nigga shorter than me.
Well, I have.
See,
and
I'm a still like that. He rock your world, I'm just saying.
I'm still like that.
Yeah.
First of all, you little. If
I'm not dating nobody
you,
my height.
If anybody shorter I'm
not,
than you.
Yeah, I'm not dating nobody my height. It's disrespectful. No, I'm serious because how am I going to respect you for one? And
Because y'all eye to eye?
Yeah. Like, I can't. You tell me to do something. I'm like, nigga, please. Like,
you do it.
Yeah. Like, it's just in me. And plus, I'm a Scorpio. So it's like, uh-uh. I'm an alpha female. So I need an alpha male. And you have to be... Alpha true. Tall. Like,
little
niggas
could dominate too. Cause I like
they not dominating me. I promise you. I promise.
No
the
little niggas with muscles.
That motherfucker, he could be a little nigga, and I promise you, if he told me, I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
You ever had your box eating in the air?
Yeah.
Little nigga with muscles might could do that. I'm just saying.
They won't be doing it with me. Because then that'd be the point that I'm not getting sprung out with a little nigga. That's not gonna happen.
You have to be a little reserved.
I'm strong. I'm not. Because I know me. I'm not going to respect you. I'm not. And I can't see myself being with somebody I don't respect.
But y'all be a nice, cute little couple.
I don't see that word.
Cute little couple.
See that word? That pisses me off.
What?
little. Oh. Little. He said little, like we are dwarfs or midgets or something. No, hey. I need not a skyscraper, but I need someone that I could be like, yes, okay, all right. Just to, you know.
Nah, y'all I'm high headed. Like, I never listen.
Because you're not in men, you're not considered tall. Like 5'7" right. is not considered tall in men or whatever.
She 5'9".
Yeah.
You 5'9"?
5'9".
Okay, but 5'7", 5'9", that's in men, it's not considered like, you know, tall.
Super tall.
But how that's tall for me.
5'8".
See? That's fine.
So, you watch porn? Yeah.
Religiously.
My nigga.
Oh, high fiving?
Yes.
What's your favorite category? Pound.
What you typing in?
Ebony threesome.
Really? Ooh. What about threesome?
Two like, women and one man specifically.
Got you.
Okay. Okay.
Who's your favorite porn star?
It used to be Roxy, but...
Female. What about male?
I don't have a male favorite.
I think I like Wesley Pipes because he's funny. He got nice size.
He's annoying.
He talks too much. Niggas.
He said, yes, he talked too much.
That's I think it's funny, annoying. Though. Like, it'd be like... I like nasty talking. He talk really nasty.
No, he talks dumb.
What?
Yeah, you didn't know that you was gonna get all this dick, girl. Yeah,
like an old dick, ass girl. Uncle.
Well, clearly she didn't know because she got a predicament she in.
Right.
Clearly she didn't know.
Put some slob on it. Yeah, I like it nasty, girl. Yeah.
So you said ebony threesomes.
Yes.
Mm. You don't like white women?
I never watch white people porn ever.
That's my girl.
Why not?
You never would or you never have?
That's I don't, my girl. I'm not interested. I don't Thank even you. Want a black woman, a white woman, and a black guy.
Well, you, see like, you see a headscarf?
No.
Would y'all, come on
okay,
now.
There you go.
Exactly.
Jay? You know, I don't play that shit.
I know.
I swear, like, you say shit to piss me off.
Oh, you noticed?
Yeah.
I gotta say it real fast and then look down.
Exactly.
So,
what is y'all's favorite categories?
So, wait, no. Also, we gonna get to that next.
We gonna get to that.
But do you how you feel about like watching porn with somebody that you're gonna be intimate with? Like, would you do it with them or before they come or something like that?
Like, let's pick which one. Oh, we've done scene 1 through 10. Let's go to the next page and find one.
Oh, you on page 5?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
Sound like watch a subscriber.
You know,
so you be having premium. Favorites because in my private browser it's like all porn, like it's like 10 windows of porn.
Never asked
you 10 windows.
Yeah, because you might find one really good that you like and you like all right, I'm gonna
I have
back
to keep
to
watching
one.
It
like a bookmark
yeah
close
that's
it close but the cookies
I'm mad niggas made me delete all my cookies the other day so I gotta start over
start but, fresh
my whole private browser is for porn.
Yeah, people's made you do that.
Yeah, it was smack. I didn't know that was gonna happen, fuckheads.
Are you into Asian women? Asian porn?
Ew. No.
They pussy is always hairy, black. Yo.
Hairy?
Hell yeah, I hate watching Asian bitches.
Really?
Every Asian bitch I seen got hair in their
I'm
box.
Sorry, I don't
like
mean
that.
To be biased, but it's no porn worth watching except for us.
I agree.
Because I mean, you be like, damn, that cool. I think by watching porn as a child. And it made me the
Child.
Woman I am.
Because they new to this, they true to this.
Yeah. No, for real. I told y'all on the last a couple of episodes ago, I got caught on my 10th birthday.
Oh, yeah, I remember that
and
one.
And since then, I was lit. Like,
wait. I was there for this episode?
Yeah.
Yeah,
nigga. Yeah, you
was in this
episode?
That's why.
Right.
Yeah,
well, I had a party. This is Project Days and whatever. I had a party and whatever. My mother walked in the door. My father had left the tape in the VCR.
Sidebar, I seen her mother the other day on Instagram.
Wow. Yeah. So, and my mother loved Meg Thee Stallion. So every time she hear it, she start dancing and twerking in the street.
I can't
she
be fucked with.
Yes.
Okay.
That's her favorite song.
I wanted to make sure which one it was.
Love Megan. And I love my mother for loving Megan. But anyway, make a long story short, my mother walked in the door and all me and my cousins and my friends, we in the room and we just glued. We couldn't move because we was like, wow. She was like, why the F you watching this? Why the F you watching this? And we like, Ma, it was in the TV. We thought we was watching a cartoon. We knew
the whole time.
Right.
Yeah, it wasn't no damn
30
cartoon.
Minutes in.
Exactly.
We was like an hour in. Because she was like, you know how the parents like, hold up, I don't hear these kids. Mm-hmm. Why are they so quiet? That's why we got caught. But make a long story short, I didn't get in trouble. My father took the rip because I was like, Mommy, why I'm getting in trouble? Was it? We thought it was a piece. We didn't know what it was. So she took it as it. We just turned it on. Nah, we been in a minute. Yeah, my brother don't molest a little big teddy bear that my
I remember he was humping the shit out of that shit.
Yeah, he was. I'm tearing up. You're tearing up.
But, I watched porn as a kid, but I ain't get caught.
Same.
Me and all my cousins and nieces. I my niece is the same age as me, by the way.
Wow.
Like, I was watching porn with 2 years
old. Your mom watched porn too?
Fuck you. I did. I didn't get here for no reason.
You had to make sure you had it on like Nickelodeon or Cartoon Network on last and shit.
Right, big facts.
Somebody come
hit
in.
That last button.
Now, what about when you gotta watch that shit staticky as hell? Like,
that's that Spice Channel.
Right, the pay-per-view channel. We blurry as shit.
Back in the day when I couldn't wait till it, I think past 1 o'clock, because that's when they used to come on Cinemax.
Skinemax.
Yes.
Skinemax.
But it was all white woman, and I ain't know no better back then, so I used to watch
that. Man, you were on space.
You know, oh, yes, he's right. They used to have space shit. And the office space and whatever. Even the car dealers, whatever. They used to have mad corny lines and stuff, whatever. And that was like the thing back then.
Wait, they didn't really have sex during Cinemax.
Right? Nah, that was just dry humping and shit. Like,
but that was everything. Yeah.
She's doing kindergarten.
Younger. I remember one time I was watching that shit, I heard the echo and shit. So I knew somebody else was watching it. My pops came downstairs and we just looked at each other like it was an awkward exchange. And he went back upstairs like,
hey man, you guys see that scene yet?
Like, at that moment, he knew you was really his son.
Right. Home bond. Hey, Dan, you got a favorite porn site that you go to?
Oh, I have a few.
Oh,
give us
your top three.
Got the same ones.
Drum roll.
Number one.
Wait, hold on. If you got the same one, then take a shot.
Xvideos.
Xvideos one. Okay.
XNXX.
Oh, one shot right there.
That's
all
my
right.
Favorite.
Next.
Pornhub. Those are my top three.
Yes.
A half a shot. Shot. All right. Half.
Okay. So two in common.
I feel like Pornhub is getting a little old for me.
Yes, yeah, it's.
All right, we'll go one shot.
Not for me, because a lot of people starting a personal people starting to put their own. Stories
on. Yeah. I don't like homemade videos either.
I do.
I need you to get up in it, see the
angles.
Yeah,
they be too dark. I need to see everything.
I just watch the POV.
You need that full production though.
Two Bloods that was I guess they was Brim and the girl was Sean. And they was taking turns on her trying to make her shine. And she was like, I don't give a F. I'm not turning Sean. Y'all can't beat this up. And was tearing it up, and she was like,
"Fuck it, come some
boy." When they get off her, she's like, "I'm still gonna be shy. I don't care.
Y'all ain't killing
this pussy." But that was funny to me, so I watched the whole thing.
So Danny, with you being tall and whatnot,
yes.
You think guys are intimidated by you, by your height?
They should.
Yes. Although I made a poll for that on my Instagram, and according to the Instagram followers, they say no, but...
Right, because like Nye was saying, 5'9", not that tall.
So for me, I think 5'9 is like on a cusp of tall when it comes to what men prefer.
Shit, that's taller than me. I thought I was tall.
The average height for a woman is 5'5".
Oh, yeah, 5'9". That's why I thought I was tall. I'm only 5'7".
Yeah, so you would be considered a tall girl,
right? Because no, I've been 5'7", I think, since like eighth grade. So,
goddamn,
yeah,
I've been the same height since seven.
I've been about this height since about eighth grade.
So, like, when you go out, like, what kind of guys approach you when you go out?
Usually the shorter guys are more inclined like to approach than the taller ones.
Short guys don't fear nothing.
But the tall guys are usually like, I don't usually date tall girls, but you're like the exception. What? Like, I'm they date type short of girls?
That's the line?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow. Uh-huh. Speaking of lines, what's the worst pickup line you had?
I don't know.
Best and worst. You ever got picked up off a pickup line?
No.
So if a nigga try you with a pickup line, you telling me corny? Fuck out my face.
I don't know. I think I'm too nice.
Really?
You probably are.
Yeah, I don't like curse at people, and I don't like. What
kind of Capricorn are you?
I don't know, a different one. Weird, I guess.
What kind of December or January?
December.
That's why she's
30th.
Nice.
End in
December.
Yeah, they are nicer than the January. Yeah, the January is rude as fuck.
Super laid back,
my
and
mother's
I'm just
January
like.
January 7th. My girlfriend's is January 16th. Yeah, rude.
Really?
That's my aunt Rude, the fish lady.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they all assholes. I love them, but they are the January Capricorns. They assholes. They super. They keep it super funky. They are assholes. That's Like, for real. She has a Sagittarius in her, too. So it's like they she still got the borderline sweet. Like, she can get nasty, but she's sweet. Is.
She got a Sag in her, too, like, at the same time?
Yeah.
Like, DP?
Oh.
That's now, a porn topic, right?
It is. So since you watch threesomes in porn, would, mm-hmm. you ever got asked for a threesome?
I did. So that's an interesting story. I'm glad you asked.
You damn right. It's going to come up eventually.
So it was a situation where she was right, but he was wrong. And that was like,
wait, what you mean?
She was bad. Like, hands down, yes.
Okay.
We here, but him, he was just like, he wasn't doing it for me.
Okay. Semicolon. What kind of and girls you was, like?
It was more
so you
like.
You going to take one for the team? Like, suck it up because she bad?
It was like a double bag situation. I don't know if y'all know what that means.
No, it's a point. That's a point.
So
term?
It's like. So double bag is like.
T-bag. Oh.
In a threesome situation, for example, if the person is ugly, you put a bag on them.
Oh,
and
oh,
then you put
body.
A bag on yourself what? In case his bag falls off.
Damn. Oh, what?
Yeah.
Wow. Damn.
Too much work.
Yo.
Damn.
I don't hurt at all.
He yeah. must have money then, or a big dick probably, because if
sure.
she was bad, like, I don't know.
Why, didn't why someone say that? Big dick, that's a type or something like that?
I can, I'm just saying, like, I can show you the picture. She bad.
Bad chicks be with ugly niggas a lot. I feel like that happens a lot. Maybe because they the nice ones. Good looking guys be whores and shit.
They know how to, good finesses. Like, Biggie's was the sweetest person in the world. He just was ugly. Like, they know how to talk to chicks. They
fat
know how to treat them, too.
Ever, however.
Yeah, like, if anybody could tell you about Biggie Smalls and whatever, they tell him, like, he was a ladies' man. He's a charmer. Ugly guys, I don't care.
They treat you right.
You don't even have to be, you could be ugly with no
what
money.
You want, baby, some shit like that?
No. No, you just a nice finesse. Like, you
like
good
a money
with,
slave?
You good with, and then give that ugly nigga money? That's a charm. Like, you gonna have some bad hoes.
Wait, so when they asked you, what did you say? Like, how did you do it?
So this is how they went wrong, because they set it up where he approached me. Like, if she would have, I would have been on board. Like, mm-hmm. no question.
Because you would have been there. Well, I already been too late. He'd right. been there with his dick out. Like, yeah. Hey.
But I also knew them both, so I was more like, why are you kicking it to me? Does your girl know? And
yeah,
he's
that
like,
too.
Oh yeah, she cool. She up. With it.
Yeah.
Oh, so I was like, okay, so let me that. See that she's cool with it. And exactly. She was like, oh yeah, he ain't doing it. I was like, oh, okay, so this is set up.
Oh. I think it'd be lying.
Yeah. Yeah. So if they had told you firsthand, maybe.
No, if she would have approached me.
But that's why I
maybe.
Said the woman should always be the approacher.
I agree with that.
Because right. men, now she was a chick that didn't give a fuck.
Right.
It would have been cool, but. It should be always to be softened. The woman softened shit up.
Right, like this that. Is somebody she I have respect she, for. I'm yeah. not going to just like be kicking into your man.
Women
and
sign the contract all the time. Like,
see, I get
up.
That though. But oh. for me, and my personality,
I can't stand Jay, for real.
For me and my person,
oh, okay, keep laughing.
Shut up. Laughing
at not. I can't stand him for real. Like, it's the
she
pastor.
Said somebody she respect. I thought it was her pastor.
Great.
Yeah.
You and your personality.
Oh, right. So me and my personality, I feel like if I approach a chick and she reject me, I'm gonna get mad and probably like turn up on her. So I'll let my nigga approach her.
Correction.
And then he could tell her it's cool.
Juicy turn into a nigga when she's
Yeah, I mean, either
she turns to a nigga.
Yeah, 9 times out of 10, I'm gonna just take it. Like, I ain't gonna ask. I'm gonna just start feeling on you.
Wow.
Like.
She not lying.
Like, hey,
I had that happen to me at the skating
it,
rink.
I'm gonna get mad.
But that's the difference.
At a skating rink with kids?
Yeah.
Wait, so the threesome? Did you ever have the?
No,
threesome?
Because I couldn't. The whole double bag situation was just too much.
Did
to
you have
fathom.
A threesome?
I haven't, and I am very anxious.
Mm.
Like, oh. That's at the top of the list of things to do in my life.
The top.
What's your number then?
Top. I'll give it to you later, girl. I'll give it to you later.
I knew somebody trying to slide in that DM. I just saw that
now,
phone just rotate.
So, what type of woman would you be into?
Definitely like a woman. Like, I'm not with the whole
like
butch
girly.
Type of.
Okay.
My aunt just told me a new term, stud for stud. That's a new.
What?
Oh, they like, sleep with each other? Two studs?
Never knew
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
What happened?
I just found that out.
Can I interject?
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, I don't know anything about this.
On Pornhub, I was listening to a podcast and a girl was saying there was two studs and they were saying that two studs was taking dick. They were like, these bitches is gay. And I'm in my head like, let me Google it. Because she's like, you were Googling on Pornhub. So I did it, what they said on the podcast and whatever, and I was like,
so you was watching stud porn?
Yeah. What? They was, no, it wasn't the stud porn. It was a stud. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. It was a stud taking dick by a man. Mm. And when I tell you, it was like a woman until they showed her face. It was like, ew. Like, nigga, you should be ashamed of yourself. But I couldn't blame her because the ass was fat. The waist was curved, but it was like the head was like a mohawk.
I mean, hey, these dyke bitches ain't out here having kids for no reason. Like,
yeah, but when I tell you that, but in the gay community, they going against the rules. They not supposed to take.
But that mean the nigga that's giving it is suspect. Like, cause you like bitches that look like niggas. Like,
you, I think so too. That's but weird. That's another topic as well. But. Right. Yeah, I agree. If you're going to be, I will respect someone that is like me, not
exactly.
Not so a
my,
nigga.
She so wants my femme.
Very feminine.
Okay.
Yes.
And you want her to approach you?
Yeah, because I wouldn't know how to approach a woman. Like,
what you mean? Excuse me, miss. Would you like a drink?
Exactly.
I'm too weird. Like, I don't know. I don't.
Just called you.
First of all, I'm very.
Yeah.
I'm not a social person anyway, so it's hard for me to
really.
Juicy would have you talk like a dude.
You would think otherwise, but no, like. I'm not the person that starts a conversation. Like, people usually, like, gravitate towards me, not trying to be funny, but.
You said that's on the top of your list.
Yes.
Let's go down that list.
Exactly. Give me two other things. Two more things.
Yeah.
Anal?
Done that.
Like, sexual list.
Yeah. They say, no, I'm going to go to Disney on this.
Like, I'm obsessed with the idea of people watching me have sex.
Naya watcher.
That's on the list.
You see the mom.
Look at her face.
I want to know, am I a performer? Or am I just
sign
like
up for
20?
That. I'll sign up for
yeah,
that.
I'll hear cat clock.
That's
yeah.
on the list.
Sis ready to watch
Jay,
that
you
threesome.
Say one more thing.
So that's on the list. So you want to be watched?
Yeah.
Like, what kind of watch? Like,
like
sit down in a circle watch?
I wouldn't mind that either. Like, take notes and give me feedback. Okay. All of that.
Like, nah, sis, put your leg up like this.
Yes. Or, like, watch from the window.
What
like, I'm going to open the windows.
Yeah, we'll take an earpiece, like a Bluetooth. Hey, my name's Chuck.
You can listen.
Look, I could be in the corner in the dark. I could see well in the dark, too.
Hey. Definitely being watched.
I was told by my friend that I can't watch him no more because I'm like a cat.
Yeah, you look like you probably don't blink when you watch either.
No, I blink. They just don't see me blink because I'll be concentrating. I'm like, wow.
What are you concentrating on though?
Because you got to think about, like, you know, I'm not. I haven't been sexually active in a while. And it's like I'm living magic outside of me.
When you say a while, is that 2 weeks?
No, actually, it's a while.
It's a while enough.
Yeah. Not even going to play myself on that, have that on audio.
You caught that.
Just asking for the listeners out there.
Hey, we're not going
to
do that.
I know somebody's going to slide in the inbox. Hey, you still tired? You need a massage? I know that's going to happen.
Speaking of inboxes, you ever slid in somebody DM?
Wait, we ain't get the third one, though.
No, we need to get the third one.
Make it the third one.
Sorry.
Third,
The third on your list.
Did I say I had three?
Well, you said a list, so I just assume you had three.
Oh,
I need that Instagram.
I'm not sure.
So we got being watched.
I'm trying to watch.
We got threesome.
Threesome is first.
Oh, threesome is first.
Let's make sure that's top priority.
Top threesome. Being watched.
Mm-hmm. That's not a priority.
I gotta think of something else.
Throw some stuff out. Maybe
girl
she, maybe
girl?
She.
Oh.
Oh, like just girl.
Yeah, just girl on girl.
I don't think she said that before.
I haven't, but I would be into it.
The question is, are you the aggressor?
No.
Or you want to sit there and take it?
No. So I know all the things I would. I know all the things I would want to do with or into a woman. So if she's willing to let me, then it's like, all right.
Can
but
you explain
if
what that is for our listeners?
Just give us one, at least.
Just
at least
one, please.
Set the mood first, too.
Or two.
Because I.
I'm going to play the music. I'm going to play the background music. What you like to do?
How you going to approach her?
See, I'm not. I can't approach.
So how you going to get the threesome going?
I guess that's why it hasn't happened yet. She
need It'll a, be she on need some a, drunk shit, and y'all both just there, just
she
lit.
She just need a good hype man, and that's
she
my,
just starts
that's
feeling
my
on your titties.
Okay.
I just
she
I
just need a hype man because she's not saying no to the ideal. She just needs somebody to boost. She just need a hype man.
Yeah, I don't know how to like handle if a person was to reject me. Like, I'm not exactly. aggressive, but I'm not.
Guys getting rejected every day.
Yeah, but it's different. Yeah. Like, we'll take it's and different. Go.
Because I used to that. Because out of a million no's, that girl said yes, now. You'd be like, oh, it's on. And then you take that million no's
but
on
that
one yes. But
you're also talking about the same sex. Like, I don't even know if that's something you would be interested in. So how am I just going to be comfortable
and not
with
for
approaching
nothing,
you?
But you start feeling myself and start talking. Like, oh, did she try to push up?
Like, yeah, like, no, I got to know that you with the shits first. Like, if I know, like, this is what you went to, then it might be a little bit more.
You're right. I get that.
So you never pushed up on a male or a female?
I've slid in a guy's DM once.
There we go.
There we go. That's what
I'm,
I need
I'm glad somebody said it. A woman, at least. I'm glad.
It didn't go well.
Oh, damn.
What?
Wow.
Believe it or not.
What you asking? Do you want a designer?
But in my defense, I don't think he liked black girls. Based off of
he
what
was
I've
white?
Seen. No. I just think.
Hey, what was your opening line, like Lucas said?
No, I knew him. Like, I knew him.
You waited
until
he posted
and
something, and he was like, ha, ha, ha.
No, I was just like, hey, I like your style. I think you kind of fly. Here's my number.
And he never used
he
it.
He said, thank you. And
that
then I'm like,
that was
okay.
Right to the point. Damn. Right. You ain't going to warm him up, butter him up first? Mm-mm. Guys, you should.
Because we had already had conversations. Not like it's somebody exactly. Random. No, like, I knew him. I know who he is.
Okay, okay.
Let me tell you something. I had
and never again.
Instagram crush, and I swear, as God is my witness, he came to me.
That was good.
Your Instagram crush?
Yeah,
that happened to me too.
That was good.
That's like he's like my Instagram. When I tell you, that's my Instagram man because he just don't know that I am feeling him.
How many unread DMs you got right now?
Oh my goodness,
24.
Let's go. What you say? All right, go around the table. All right, Lucas, what you say?
24.
Nye, what you say?
Unread.
Unread.
All right, 14.
14? Juice?
17.
I'm gonna go with 10.
10 is little.
It's not little. It's like right there. I think she deleted a lot.
I will open up on purpose so you know I'm ignoring you.
She read them now so she can bring that number down.
Right.
I currently have...
Closest one, gotta take a shot.
That should add it up.
No.
No,
right
least,
now I only have 5 unread DMs.
Exactly. No, at least whoever did the most, who had the highest number?
Naisha.
You said
no,
24.
Lucas did say
I said 24. 4.
I only
you
have
said
5. 4.
You said 24.
I thought I heard 4 too.
Take that.
You
cat,
said 24. Bro. Thank you. To our ghost listener. Thank you.
Now, what, you don't open DMs?
I'm honored that you guys feel like I gotta be in a certain mood to open DMs.
That's so rude.
But
you can say hi.
No, because then hi leads to something else, and then it's like if I'm not interested, I'm not gonna waste your time.
I like wasting time.
But also, I don't always see them because my phone is a little broke, and you know, like,
that's always chick's excuse, though.
No, it is. I'll show you.
I right. Started that DM a month later.
Exactly.
My bad. I was asleep.
I heard
like, you see my screen right here?
Yeah, okay. I see. Okay.
I
right by the DM.
The, right there
okay.
By the DM is missing.
Oh, that's why
but I took
you, so
but you
long.
Do know that a little red dot come right there when they send
no,
you.
No, it
not
doesn't.
The number,
yes,
though.
Don't send. A little
no.
Red dot?
Yes, it do. It's a red dot
yeah.
On your home.
Right under the
home. That's how you know
I
you
just think that's awfully convenient.
But no,
exactly.
It don't tell you no. Have the number, though.
No,
don't
say the
tell
number,
you the number, but she
so
would know.
So 5 probably wrong.
Nah.
And so I have good. Some that are like, I don't follow, and then you have to accept right. I didn't count those.
Now, let's what? Know what's, who's the block, because I could tell you my block right now.
Block list is...
Mine's is crazy.
Enormous.
Ooh.
Really? All right. What takes to get blocked?
Being fucking annoying at my
talking
DMs
too much shit
day.
About the Giants.
Really,
I'm petty
you,
like that.
You
I'm petty,
have that a lot
I'm petty
page,
like that.
That
like a lot of
blocked.
Giants stuff on your page.
I don't, but people feel the need to DM me and laugh and send me memes when my team is losing. Like, I'm not checking for you when your team
then
lose.
That's a lot. Then,
don't
right?
Check for me.
But I like that because my cousin, we just got an argument. Whatever. He's a Giants head. He was quiet as hell when we just beat the shit out of him. Right. But
who's
two
we?
Days?
Good question.
The Cowboys.
You was playing?
2 days later. No, I'm saying 2 days. They ain't playing, but they fans. They act like they playing too. So 2 days later, he won't have all these memes of Cowboy, these big heads and stuff like that. This how Cowboy is so big headed, all the stuff. So I said, "What's that energy Sunday? Like, you were just quiet." But I respect the ones that, you know, don't do that back and forth.
Yeah, I don't do the back and forth.
That's either.
That's not my style.
But I'm a bully when it comes down to ignorant shit. So I'll be back and forth with him. I'll run you off the internet.
Yeah. So you're with the shits.
I'm with it. Shh, I'm with the shits. And I don't even watch ball no more, but I'm with the shits.
Now,
have you...
Go ahead, Luke.
I'm gonna let it go.
No, don't let it go. I'm gonna take it on Jay. Whatever you say, we take it on him.
I'm gonna let it go.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm gonna let it go.
Celebrity crush.
Oh, I like this one.
Let's go around.
Oh, I like this one.
Male and female. Male and female.
I like this one.
Male is Idris Elba, hands down.
Okay. Fuck him.
Damn. I want to suck his dick from the back.
Damn,
you do?
Yeah.
No, that's a fan. Cause I got some bullshit after my turn. Okay.
Let's pause this real quick. Would you eat his ass if he asked you to?
I might eat his ass. I'm gonna be
wow.
Honest.
Wow.
I'm eat English ass.
Wow. Wow.
Probably. Wow. It probably tastes like tarts.
She like
and
that.
Precious muffins.
Yeah.
So you like that imported ass?
Yeah. Yeah. That one. I might. For that one.
Wow. Female.
Female, I don't think I have one.
Really?
I'm obsessed with Sanaa Lathan, but I don't know if I'm like crushing on her. Like, I would date her.
Okay. Now, one night stand with a female, then?
Rihanna, of course.
Mm-hmm. Good answer. Good answer.
Rihanna, like everybody
loves. Juice?
Let's go, Mel? Juice. Bring us home, Juice.
Let's see.
Let's bring us home, Juice.
For Mel?
Make me proud, Juicy.
I don't know for Mel. Probably, it's probably ass.
You gonna say Tommy from Power?
No, I like Wale. Like, no, first okay. of all, also T.I. is daddy. I don't know. He just,
you gotta pick one. Which one? You want the nigga with the dreads or the short nigga?
You want dark skin or you want
T.I. short?
T.I. short.
T.I. has a banana clip.
All right, so right, I used to like thugs, but I don't know more. So the old me would like T.I. The new
fuck
me
that.
Would like Wale.
Okay. So you got a thing for guys with goatees?
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh. Makes sense.
And then woman is Ree, hands down. Ree
too?
Because she a Pisces. Like,
okay. Another Ree fan, all right.
She bad as fuck.
Nah.
Okay. For a man, I will be Jay-Z's side bitch willingly.
Really?
Willingly.
I'm with
and
you.
And y'all know.
I know you like Jay.
Y'all know I love Jay before all this billionaire shit. No, seriously. Y'all know I'm a down Marcy Project stalking.
Yes.
Thank you, boo.
Yes.
Thank you. You just met me, but you got the idea. Mm-hmm. I'm Jay side bitch all day. Like, nobody else but Jay. All right. But I would marry Taye Diggs.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. I'll take it back. Not Taye Diggs. I'm sorry. Lorenz Tate.
Lorenz Tate? So you gotta pick one. Either
I don't have to pick shit. I could be a side bitch and I could be married at the same time.
How you caught that?
Yeah. Women. It's my world.
Women.
Thank you. And a woman.
Or the kid?
No. It would be Brooke Bailey from Basketball Wives.
Okay.
That's my shorty. And I would believe Cash Doll too. Like, she would be my side piece. I like the way she talks slick.
Is it Cash Doll?
Cash Doll. Yeah. And Brooke Bailey would be my girl. And Cash Doll would be my side bitch.
I like
her ponytail she be having.
Cash Doll just lit. Like, I like chocolate girls. Like, mm-hmm. I know I'm like, mm-hmm. but chocolate girls is, they the shit. They always been,
speaking of chocolate girls, both sidebar. I haven't seen a chocolate girl with dark skin gums in a long time. I don't know about y'all.
You right.
Like Whoopi Goldberg?
Thank you. Exactly.
Yes, exactly. With the cancer gums.
Yes.
Like, for real.
That was the last time I seen a chocolate girl with
you
dark
right.
gums.
This Whoopi. Wow.
The last time I saw one.
Yeah. No,
I don't know what's going on.
I'm with you, Jay.
Thank
that
you.
Was real ignorant, but I'm with you.
Thank you. Luke,
wow.
Who you going with?
Who you going with, Luke? Because we got some big old bitties. Big old bitties. Big old bitties.
Nigga said.
I know who I'm going with. Hands down, Jill Scott.
We know
we
that.
Know that.
Jilly from Philly. Yeah.
Jilly from Philly.
What's your male crush?
No Philly.
I don't got one, you asshole.
Black asshole.
Hold on. Why we got to get females and you got...
Right. That's very, like, you know.
Like, because I'm not gay, so it's like I gave two bitches.
You said you ain't seen Balls and you said you haven't watched the ball
since like
year.
BC 2000.
I didn't say no year. You putting years on my shit. Don't you know me.
You said you haven't watched the ball.
I said it's been a while. Mind your business. You don't know me like that.
Said you ain't watched the ball.
A ball.
I did watch the ball. Watch the ball drop. New Year's.
This is about
New Year's. Oh,
your mind turn. Your business.
I like what's her name? I like Gangsta Boo.
Who the fuck is that?
I
good
know
question.
Her.
I have no idea.
I really? I don't know who Gangsta Boo is?
No.
Oh, my Lord.
Because we look too old here. That's
yeah. All right, let me get somebody. Let me see. What's her name? She came on that song with...
Why you like her?
Gangsta Boo? Because she like a hood bitch.
You know, he like it ratchet.
Yeah. She's just different.
Yeah.
You know who Gangsta Boo is?
Gangsta
She's like the, she's like around like Lil' Kim era.
Yeah.
But for like South.
South,
yeah,
she's a South artist.
Mm-mm,
never,
like never. She's all right, but she's not. Dallas you know, Kim.
I need a
nobody
picture.
Charming over Chumper and Kim.
I'm surprised you didn't say that as your female crush.
Because cool. She yeah, got, me too. Yeah.
No, her face know, is different though.
Yeah. Right now,
but yeah. you got
all Lil' Kim.
Well, let me get into the Lil' Kim thing. Whatever. I was Lil' Kim in high school. Like really, like literally, when every fashion show I did, I was Lil' Kim. Lil' Kim is my idol.
Which outfit did you wear at the fashion show? The one from the Hardcore album.
All of them. I got them made. Every outfit that they she had. No, not Hardcore.
No. I'm trying to
do that. I'm being honest. I'm Hardcore. But when I'm telling you, like Lil' Kim was everything. Whatever. Like this Lil' Kim now. Whatever. I'm not off, but I'm still a fan. Like that's my idol. But
like other one I have is Mila J.
Yeah,
I like her.
She's
Mila J.
I like know who Mila J is.
I can't really
you
know? Say how she looked though.
Mila to the rescue.
Yeah, she's real. She's real pretty.
I remember her from high school.
She's like that Cali. She got that Cali swag.
Yeah, she's really pretty, laid back.
Yeah,
I can see that. I can see that.
When I hear her name, I think of Jhené Aiko.
It's her sister.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so they do.
Yeah, yeah. They sisters. Yeah. So, yeah. That's okay. The two.
Jacob.
Good choice.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. Yeah, you gotta
go. First of all, she probably crazy as hell, just like her sister. I think Jhené Aiko is crazy.
They don't take baths.
Wait, what?
Just saying the cleanliness is not there.
Wait,
beware.
Well, no, hold on.
We'll take off the list.
Exactly.
God damn. Well, Miss, why they don't do well? What happened?
I mean, they have that whole what's that called? Those. You know, I don't need to shower every day type of.
Oh, I mean, shit. Big Sean loved
nah,
it.
I pay a water bill. You don't shower every day. No.
Jay, I respect that.
Thank you.
Bitch, go in there. That water is free on your end.
Yeah.
I pay for it. It's paid already.
So we're going to go ahead and wrap this up. Danny, your Instagram, you want to share it?
It's Danny Farrell. It's DanieFarreal.
And what about the food blog?
My food blog page is FDC with Danny.
So we're gonna end this one out with a quote like we always do.
Okay. Smack my ass, grab my neck, got 'em coming everywhere. I'm a freak, so I don't care. Just don't get it in my hair. Lil' Kim.
Thank you.
Okay, I like that.
The whole team gotta win.
Paper planes, Mary Jane.